so much. Obrigado.
Were you expecting this?
About my Portuguese, sorry.
Denis, we are so excited to have you here, and I know that everyone here can't wait one more minute to hear you talk about the film. So for starters, I wanted to ask you if you could give us a little taste of what to expect in this new part of Dune.
Thank you, Annie. I'm very excited to be with you and to be welcoming you all back to Arrakis. As you just heard when Zendaya said, I find great joy and great passion living in this world Frank Herbert created. While this is a continuation of the story we told in part one, this film is a visceral experience that doesn't require audiences to have seen the first film to enjoy part two. Saying this, it's a better idea to have seen part one, but you don't need to do that. We're on an epic journey with Paul and Shani in a completely new story of star-crossed love, revenge, ambition, deceit, set against the backdrop of a massive war. Once again, I devised this film entirely for the big screen experience. When I set out to make Dune, my purpose was singular, to make a film that demanded to be seen in theaters, the communal movie-going experience on the biggest canvas possible, with the most immersive sound so that we can immerse ourselves at the maximum in the story. I'm very excited to be here with you, the fans, who made Dune Part 1 a success. Thank you, guys. And this is because of you that we are here today. Thank you.
So, Denis, can you tell us who is back in Duna? That's how we say it, in Duna Part 2. And who is new to the cast?
Yes, Duna Part 2. Yes.
Duna Part 2. Yes.
Yes, you just got a glimpse of some of the new and returning cast in the opening reel. But let me tell you and show you.
Yeah.
So, there's Paul Atreides, of course, and Shani, our heroes, portrayed by Timothée Chalamet. Around their gravitational pull. Rebecca Ferguson returned as the ever-powerful Lady Jessica, Paul's mother. There's Stellan Skarsgård. He's back as the evil Baron Harkonnen with his nephew, Dave Bautista Rabban Harkonnen. Javier Bardem is back as the Fremen leader, Stelgar. And of course, Josh Brolin returns as the loyal Atreides fighter, Gurney Alec. And as for the new member of the cast, we have Léa Seydoux, is the mysterious Bene Gesserit, Lady Margot Fenring. There's Florence Pugh. Florence is Princess Irulan, the Emperor's daughter, and brilliant strategist. And Austin Butler. Pedrota, the galaxy's most psychotic but fearless and ruthless fighter, a worthy enemy for Paul. And of course, the incomparable Christopher Walken as our Emperor.
I don't think I need to say anything. They said it for me. This is truly star-studded, man.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
And I'm the luckiest director to work with such talented people. I mean, it's a dream cast for me.
Okay. Yeah. And these posters are gorgeous. Não tão lindos, gente. They're gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yes.
So, can you talk a little bit about the art?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm discovering it with you guys.
Oh, really?
Isn't it amazing?
You haven't seen it yet?
I can see it. You have to move forward. You know the thing about these things, guys, we don't rehearse, so it's live.
Yeah.
Voila. So, would you like to meet?
Are you saying what I'm saying?
Yeah, would you like to meet some of the talent? Because I'm not alone today.
Should we do that?
Massive.
Yeah. Very special. And now Florence and Austin. You are new to the cast. You're just coming in. Can you tell us a little bit about your characters and how they fit into the tapestry of the story?
Honestly, it's a dream come true, and I just had the time of my life.
I play Princess Erlang, who is the Emperor's daughter, played by the great Christopher Walken. She's quick, wise, intelligent, quiet. I had an amazing time coming in, just hanging around with these people, let alone actually getting to work with them. Coming in here, the power of this room is because of the first movie, and we felt that when we went on set every single day. So it feels really, really special being here with the second one, and I'm very, very proud.
And our question to you, Zendaya, part one gave us an introduction to Chani. So what will we see of her in part two?
A lot more. But as I said before, it was so special to come back and do this again and actually be there for a bit longer. Before, I was literally there for a week. So now I got to actually experience it and be a part of this movie in a bigger way. And, you know, just it's so full of gratitude for the experience and being able to be here. So yeah, a lot more. She's got a story.
Awesome. And now, Timothy, in part one, Paul had to learn a lot of new things. How does his role evolve in part two?
Well, Paul makes a big... We got no. This is, you know, Paul is no longer the young man we see in part one here. This is the evolution of Paul Atreides. We fully see him become the Muad'Dib that was described in part one, played beautifully by Oscar Isaac.
Amazing. And now I have to ask all of you, the stunts look like they'll be even wilder this time around. So for Timothy and Austin, what was it like creating that intense fight scene we've seen in the trailer?
I mean, we had so much fun doing that. We had a lot of time. We had a lot of time separately where we were both training, and the moment that we finally got to come together and start working on that and figuring out who these two men are and their individual styles, I just had a blast with you, man.
I believe that would be a spoiler, so I'm not gonna say anything about that, you know? Just have to see it when you see it.
Does it involve a lot of sand?
Huh?
Does it involve a lot of sand?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Florence, so Princess Irulan is not a physical fighter. But that doesn't mean she isn't fighting somehow in her own way. So can you tell us a little bit more about her tactics?
Yeah, she may not be fighting quite like those two, three. However, she's watched power and she's watched intelligence, so I think she's learned how to fight in her own way. And that was the exciting thing about her, playing her. I don't know, we'll see what happens. If she just like whip out a knife or something.
Fighting with your wits, that's good. Yeah. So, So, Denis, the scope and scale of the first film was incredible. How have you built on that world of Dune?
The thing is that I used to say when I did part one that it was the appetizer and that part two would be the main course. It's a movie that is much more action, it's much more emotional, complex, muscular movie, and with more scope. Yeah. And with a love story in the middle. Yeah, so I can't wait to share the movie with you guys.
That's amazing. Now, maybe seems like the perfect moment for us to take a selfie. What do you think? Should we? Vocês querem tirar uma foto com esse elenco maravilhoso? Okay. Mas a gente tem um presente especial para vocês. Todos vocês na plateia receberam a camiseta, certo? Certo, exclusiva, desenhada especialmente pelo artista maravilhoso Tobias Daneluz e um único fã sortudo. There's one lucky fan that got a black t-shirt. Who's that person? Quem é a pessoa que ganhou a camiseta preta? Cadê?